The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
CeraVe facial moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe facial moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Kim Kessius, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined by Joshua Buatsi. You okay?
All good, man. Yeah. Nice fight, but I'm all good.
Let's talk about the fight. Good start from yourself. Talk to me about those opening rounds. Was that the plan from the off?
It's cagey, isn't it? You come out, miss, he misses. You get him, he gets you. But it's just about just trying to win the rounds. I got him sometimes, he got me sometimes, but keep your composure and just try and win as much as you can.
Let's talk about the scorecards first of all. Obviously, all the scorecards in your favour.
Okay.
The widest one, I think, was four rounds, 116, 112.
Okay.
I know it's difficult because you say you just literally stepped out of the ring.
Yeah.
But you felt that that was, if we're going from the highest scorecard, was that a fair assessment of your performance?
Yeah, there were some rounds that I felt I hurt him way more than he hurt me. Or I landed much more dominant shots, should I say, more than he did. And those rounds I gave to myself. And there's some rounds where I thought, yeah, he landed more. So, okay, I got to do more the next time. So it's a back and forth, good scrap, man. It was a good scrap.
Josh, for the last couple of weeks, it seemed like the pressure was kind of being mounted on you for this fight. Is that fair to say?
I mean, people are always talking and saying this and that and that, but...
Oh. Why can't I say it? I wanted to say that.
Interesting. You see what they're doing, Q.
Who's Bell? Who's Bell?
Nah, take it. I'm joking, take it.
I think you're saying who's Bell?
Oh, okay. Cool. But yeah, no, you know, there's pressure and there's expectation, but it's part of the game. What can I say? And like I say to you guys, I'm in my own world sometimes. So these pressures, for example, all week I haven't been on social media people. So I don't really know what's being said leading up to it. There's the bits that I did in the interview, but I couldn't tell you what was said leading up or going into the fight. I've been on social media. There's things posting, but it's not me. So what was said, what was expected, what was tweeted, I don't even know. I'm not going to lie to you.
Can we address a couple of things this week that have happened? Yeah, look.
Let's go.
I don't know the ins and outs, but I heard that there was a little bit of unrest with yourself with certain things that were going on this week in regards to ring walks, changing rooms, etc., who comes in second, all this. Could you
so
just
I'll tell
kind
you
of,
straight. Okay, so Love, bro, it was a situation where I think they said whoever walks out first will get announced second. They're going to flip a coin. I was like, no worries, I'll walk out first, don't care. I waited for him to come into the ring. Did it. When we got to the weigh-in, they were like, oh yeah, because you're walking out first, Brett, so you've got to go out first to the ring. I said, nah, that was in the script. That's not what I was told. I'm standing here. Then we had David announce me at the weigh-in first. Joshua Brett, so I said, I'm not going out. I didn't sign up for that. So I stood there. The spider went up. Whatever, I came out next. Long story short, cool. And then on fight night, I walked up first like I said I would. I didn't mind. I said I'm going to walk up first. So I did it, and that was it.
Okay. But for you, I mean, from the weigh-in, was that something that, I mean, you're saying that you decided now you wasn't going to have that because it wasn't agreed that that was what was going to happen?
I wasn't told that, so I can't get there, and you're like, oh yeah, you got to walk up first. I said, nah, I'm not doing it. I wasn't told that. But on fight night, I said, I'll walk up first, and that's what I did. There was no complaints, no nothing.
Obviously, we haven't spoken about this, so I'm just going to ask you about this. What, the fact that this situation regarding Bivol and Canelo kind of it heightened the fight in the aspects of Craig has fought him, even though Craig had been beaten by him, it still heightened that aspect of it. What were you thinking about that situation? I'm assuming you weren't really kind of looking at that either way.
I'll be honest, I wasn't locked in on that. And that's primarily because I'm not Bivol. So I can't say that, oh, he gave Bivol a test, so he's going to give me a test. I can't say that. I don't have the same style as Bivol. I don't fight like Bivol. We're different people. So I wasn't dwelling on that at all. Gave Bivol a good run for his money. I watched it maybe like once. I'll tune in, look around two, look around three, round six, round ten, log off. I didn't study it religiously and said, ooh, this is what he did to Bivol, so I might be in trouble. I don't think like that, bro. You know what I mean? I said, that's Bivol and Spider, it's not me. So I didn't dwell on it, do you know what I mean?
I was just talking to Virgil there, and Virgil said, ideally for you, I asked him if you're now ready to kind of step onto that and fight for a world title. He said, ideally for you, you'd like to have one more fight, work with you a little bit more as well from his perspective, and then go for it. Is that a fair kind of assessment of that?
I guess so. More time, you get to work together, gel more, learn what you're being taught, all of that stuff. I hear it, man, but I won the fight tonight. That was next, I won it.
What credit to give to Spider for his part in it?
Respect to Spider. The thing is, I don't know if it was a good entertaining fight. I don't know.
It was.
Okay, cool. So, maximum respect to Spider. Every round where I was like, forget it, I'm just going to start putting my head down and throwing, Spider also said, cool, I'm going to meet you to it, and just throwing away. So, maximum respect to him. Not once did he shy away and say, oh, I don't need to get into an exchange. Nah, whenever you got to putting your head down and banging away, Spider was on it. So, maximum respect to him in that.
So is it a case of kind of a little bit of, say, time out? You'll be back in the gym, I'm sure, in no time, but kind of just planning now what's next towards the end of the year.
Yeah, man, I'll have some little time off, heal up, rest and recover, but I'm back on it straight away, man. You know, there's work to be done.
You said you've been off social media, but I think a lot of people that I saw were kind of not a direct split, but I'm saying that there were people out there that thought that Craig was going to do enough tonight to beat you. So
I mean, that's opinions,
of course.
You know, you probably thought Spider was going to beat you too, so nothing personal, it's just opinions.
Why'd you say that?
Say that again.
Why'd you say that?
I'm saying you potentially could have been one of those people.
Oh, potentially. Okay.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I didn't put that in there, so it makes no difference, man. It is what it is. Everyone's got an opinion, but like I said, I haven't been on social media, so what was being said and all of that, I didn't feel it. Like, I was just chilling in my room, doing what I had to do with my team, staying locked in. That's the key word. And my man Jeff over here been with me. I've been in the States from January. I came back only 2 weeks ago. My man Jeff here stayed with me every session, everything I'm doing. Every step I took to run, to sprint, whatever it is, he was there. Do you know what I mean? So it was a good experience, man. And I'm happy to have been rewarded with a win.
Final one for you. Is there anyone out there that... I always ask you about future opponents, etc., but now you're at that level where there are going to be specific targets, etc. But for you, is it a case of what makes sense, what your team discuss, what makes sense for your career?
The team says, well, we want a strap. That's what it is, dude. That's what we want a strap, man. Hard fight tonight, but we want a strap. Like I said, no, Spider stock hasn't gone down from this. It's gone up, man. Credit to Spider. It's gone up.
Right, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, man.
Josh, thank you very much. I know there's a lot of people here, so I'll let you crack on and do your thing.
I've seen these people for months.
Yeah.
I've been nowhere. I owe people bigger prodigies. Don't waste here.
Hug him.
Bakuk, thank you, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.